Thank you. Call this meeting to order. It looks like we have a quorum. And I would like any motions to adopt the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. All right. This time we've got visitor communication. Any members of the public who wish to address the board regarding issues that are not on the agenda? Anyone in the audience? No? Okay. Great. Item three is the approval of the minutes from February 7th. Did everyone have a chance to look those over? Any questions? Can I have a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the agenda.
The minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you.
The minutes, excuse me. I approve
the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so moved. Okay, staff, Scott, let's hear it.
Thanks, Chair Midron.
All right.
Well, welcome here, Scott Woodford. And this is a second installment of the community garden discussion, or maybe third by now, I'm not sure. And it's basically we're seeking some additional feedback and direction from the Parks Board on a alternative plan and a potentially new potential plan. We're looking at different options for the community garden. If you'll recall, last time we looked at a plan for the Sun Ranch Park site. And at the time, we had noted that there were some potential concerns with the proximity to the city's well site. And after the meeting, we got some further clarification on what that really meant for the garden itself. And basically what we've concluded is that we need a 100-foot setback around the well from any garden operations. We trust that this group does a good job in running a clean operation, and sounds like they don't use fertilizers or at least non-organic fertilizers. But we felt that the concern was too great for a potential accident of some sort that might imperil the water source. So we instructed the group to take a look at redesigning to see if they could get what they needed to get their needs met while still meeting our 100-foot setback. And in addition, at the same time, thought if that was going to be a potential deal killer for them in terms of space, that we might want to take a look at an alternative site at the same time. And that's where the discussion about Cliff Clemens Park came up. And so we had them prepare basically two plans. One a revised plan for Sun Ranch Park, which showed everything out of the 100-foot setback, as well as a potential site plan for Cliff Clemens Park. For the Parks Board consideration. So we're seeking Parks Board feedback on those alternative plans. We really want to know if there's any serious red flags with either plan before we go any farther down the process here. Obviously, City Council will play the ultimate role in deciding whether or not which site, if any, would be appropriate for this use. But they're really looking for the Parks Board feedback to help advise their decision. So in your packet, we included both of those plans. If you recall, there's support in the Parks Master Plan that kind of helps provide some guidance in terms of how we review these proposals. If you'll see in your staff packet, there's a summary of what we heard from the community and what ended up in the Parks Master Plan. And one was that there's a general support for community gardens in the community. Says where appropriate, support inclusion of community garden spaces and work with local community groups and public entities to support development of neighborhood and community garden programs. Some of the recommended locations were Sun Ranch Park, the Creekside Park eastward expansion, and future Northwest Park. So there's definitely support for this concept in the Parks Master Plan, and support for kind of helping the groups to see if they can find a suitable location and potential assistance with the garden. So after Parks Board feedback today, we have scheduled a council work session on May 8th, so that they'll take into consideration your comments. We've also talked about potentially reaching out to the neighboring properties owners of both of these sites to gauge their level of concern or interest in these concepts that we could the council could use to kind of help guide their decision. If there's concern about one or the other, it may not be wise to kind of get people riled up if it's not going to be supported. So we want to hear that today as well. So the community garden representatives are here. They may want to make some comments on the two different plans as to what was what their thoughts are on each one, what the pluses and minuses are. You can see that on the revised Sun Ranch plan, they feel like that there still is a way to make it work and to keep an open space, and maybe potentially utilizing some of that 100-foot setback for a covered gathering space, some trails, some walking trails that maybe could be used as just kind of a space for all the public to venture into as a way to maybe utilize that space and still meet our requirements for setback. It does show some parallel parking spaces. They revised the parking plan and cut back on the number of parking spaces. Parking in that 100-foot setback was deemed to be an issue, so we wanted them to revise that accordingly. We're still trying to determine legal access to the site. It is used currently by the city to access our wellhead site. There's no access to the Sun Ranch Park, obviously, right now because there's no uses there. But it's an open question about whether there's legal access to that site. The garden folks had made some inroads to the property owners there to see what their position was relative to that. And there was some concern about parking along that alleyway that might inhibit their access. So there's just some initial inroads made with that group that we need to kind of continue to kind of work through to see if those are concerns that can be addressed and mitigated or not. There is direct access to the park. I don't know if you've noticed that there's that parcel has a little flagpole that connects to Sun Ranch Drive. Worst comes to worst, there's access off of there. That we wouldn't even have to utilize the alleyway. So those are things to consider. Sure.
Hi, would you please speak into the mic?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that the flagpole, I'm looking at the right place, the flag lot, the one that's got the blacktop walkway in it. I see it. Yeah.
Got it here.
That's it. Yep.
Thank you.
So if, Eli, if you'd like to indulge the members of the garden to maybe make a little presentation on kind of what their thoughts are and how these two plans work for them.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Now, what is allowed in the setback? Do we know yet?
Basically, things that don't have potential for oil dropping onto the ground, like a parking space. Or the potential for chemicals, that might accidentally seep into the ground and it be an issue for our well. But other than that, trails, that's number 18 on the plan that they note as covered gathering space. Those are potential allowed uses in that setback.
Gary,
okay,
you
got
it.
Setbacks are, yeah. The setback is a dotted line, I believe, that's kind of like an arc that you can see. And the only thing that I noticed was the shed showing it on the other side in that setback area. So a concern I think the city would have would be what is being stored in the shed, having listened to what you said. If it's garden tools, fine. But if it's chemicals, fertilizers, lawnmower even, that might be an issue. So these are all things that have been discussed. And I think they've done a really good job of trying to keep under that 100-foot setback, to be honest with you. I'm amazed you can do it. So yeah.
Why don't you get up on the podium and give us your thoughts?
I'm Janie Boyle. I'm the garden manager, and I made these drawings. So pardon the amateur look, but you all have a reduced size copy of the Sun Ranch one, and the shed, the number two here. Currently, it's pretty typical. If you want to wander over there and see what we have normally, it's just a bunch of crap, really. So, it's, you know, leftover boxes and bags for people to take things home. There's some seeds. There are umbrellas and some chairs and a table and, you know, just stuff that just can't be outside all the time. So we don't allow any chemicals in there. There's no canisters of anything. There's a marker board and a few things like that. So I can imagine the concern of, okay, that's what it is now, but what's it going to be in the future? And that all has to do with our management style, which is hovering over everybody. So we really try to communicate constantly with our gardeners. And if we find something that's kind of out of whack, we'll let everybody know that that's not okay. And we have newsletters every month and we communicate well with people. So, I mean, I think the management, and we can amend our bylaws if we need to, but it's an organic garden and nobody breaks the law. They want to be there to do organic gardening. So we had this concern about, you know, how do we get in and out of the site? So we only have the three accessible parking spaces here, a nice big door for people to get in if they are not completely mobile, and for wheelbarrows and things to get in and out. But we are concerned about this Heising Drive, not sure who owns it or if it's going to be part of private property or something. So we just wanted to bring up the fact that this little flagpole is big enough for cars to get in and out. And this area up front is big enough for cars to make a 3-point turn and get back out that same way. So for deliveries and, you know, getting, dropping people off and things like that, that could still occur on that flagpole piece. Any questions about that? Okay. So we're pretty, we had a meeting with the gardeners about a week and a half ago, and 12 people came because they wanted to know what was going on with our site search. And we had the chance to show them both the plans for both properties, the Cliff Clemens, as well as Sun Ranch. And people asked a lot of questions. And then we decided, well, how are we going to, if those two places are available to us, what would be the deciding factor? So we just took a straw poll, and it was clear that people felt very positive about Cliff Clemens because of the lack of restrictions, the fact that there's a restroom already there, there's plenty of parking already there, and there's space, and the infrastructure could fit into any location on that land. And you saw this meandering path here. It shows six, and including that, we have seven different ways of locating the garden, depending on neighbor feedback and also input from the council and from yourselves, depending on your point of view. Some of these are better than others. I did speak with Jennifer Holland about this because I told her we didn't want to ruffle feathers of neighbors, and what did she think? And she said she'd like to be here, but she's on a trip today. She thought that because there is going to be added open space out at the old elementary school, there's going to be about 4 acres of grass added to sort of the inventory of play space in the city. She thought that even if we take a third or something like that of the grass area, that we could assuage anybody's anxiety about that loss of open space because of the upcoming new space available. Any questions about that? Okay. So this plan is pretty self-explanatory. We have parking along the whole south perimeter and some along the west area. There's already a break in the fencing that's there now, that's down here, and there is a fire hydrant down there. There's some electrical service right here, so we know that there's water and power on the site. There's also irrigation on the site, so that would need to be removed and altered. That's one of the infrastructure changes that would have to happen. But other than that, there's no real infrastructure changes. We also talked a little bit about the fence, the deer fence, because we normally need 6 feet to keep the deer from coming in. And we saw a drawing, and I think it's sort of a fact of wild animals' knowledge that deer don't like to jump over two fences that are placed 3 feet apart. And so then the fence could be just only 4 feet tall, which is appealing in a lot of ways. So that would take a little bit more of the square footage out of the play area, but it's a viable option, I think. So I don't know if you had time to look at the different options of where the garden could be, but if you take a little moment and if you're oriented to, you know, where north is on that lot, we can go over here. What? Oh, I think I got it. They have a copy in their sheets anyway. So this is probably the more controversial or questionable location. That is on the northwest corner.
Number two.
It's actually listed as number 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because we weren't told that that was the most promising spot. Scott suggested that we should stay on the southwest corner. So we tried several different arrangements of putting it in the southwest corner. But just thinking about open space and how people tend to gather around the play area and the restrooms and the parking, if we put the garden up in that corner, it would leave a big block of open area without too many, you know, restrictions of shape. Most of these are big enough for a little league baseball diamond or bocce ball or volleyball, badminton kind of courts. And the soccer, even if we didn't have a garden there, it's not big enough for a legit soccer field. So that would have to happen over at the community center. So what else can I explain?
Questions for Janie on anything? I have a question for Scott. Has the city taken a look at the feasibility of Cliff Clemens? Or we were mostly worried about Sun Ranch. And the other question is, it's not part of the master plan, really, to carve up Cliff Clemens, right? Do we run into problems with that? Or
so your question was first, is the feasibility of it? Yeah, I mean, in some respects, this has some advantages, as was noted, with the availability of existing parking, the availability of power and water irrigation to the site would be much easier to accommodate this use here versus Sun Ranch, which would need some additional infrastructure improvements to make it happen. The real question is all along has been, you know, the feasibility of having it be able to sit side by side with the rest of the park. Does it make sense? Is how much the space is left over, and also how the neighboring property owners would look to it. So we've emphasized that community engagement with the neighbors is a priority and a must with these. But you're right, the master plan didn't necessarily call Cliff Clemens out as a location for the garden. I'm not sure that we got that far into the detail of what site would be the best potential location. So that's that's why that was thrown out. I mean, it was done with some caveats, that knowing that there were some potential huge hills to get over to be able to make it work, but it does have some things going for it.
Jeannie, in your schematics, which one is your, for Cliff Clemens, which one is your favorite or preferred by your users?
I'm trying to think about who uses the park now, and a lot of parents with little kids use the park now.
And a lot of dogs, so, too.
Yeah, and I like a couple of these schemes show where a little shelter could be. It could be outside the fence. So if you look at concept two, that's kind of a nice way to arrange it, where there would be the shelter outside the garden and in between sort of the play space and the restrooms. And then, you know, people could gather around that shelter. There could be speakers or workshops or something like that there. And it would be a natural kind of transition from inside to outside of the garden, or not including garden people at all, but just happen there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My biggest concern, I don't know about anybody else, is, you know, are you taking park away from other people to put it into garden hands, right?
Yeah, what other people are you talking about?
The only user I'm aware of, the only users I'm aware of are summer Sundays at 8 o'clock. There's a open air yoga. I have never seen anything structured going on in there. I mean, I'm not by that park all the time,
right.
But I think it's one of our
SPRD does use it for something, I think.
Yeah, I mean, my son plays with his friend there, and they're kicking soccer balls, throwing footballs, and using that whole space, that green space, the whole area. That is my concern. I feel like, yes, I know we're getting this new green space over here, but we're taking away from that particular area, where I feel like we shouldn't be doing a trade-off. This should.
I could speak to the SPRD Community Center and the green space as an SPRD board member. Green space, we're only in a conceptual plan right now, and so it's not solidified. Mm-hmm. There are, you know, proposed 8 pickleball courts that have to go in there that will be taking up quite a bit of that green space, along with a playground and a bathroom and other stuff. So I would hate to see other green space go away, especially where I do see a lot of children play and I do see activities occur. Myself seeing it as a alpine race coach, we've used that space for dry land training, flying kites, soccer with the kids. It's been used frequently, and I have the mic. I see Cliff Clemens with, if there is deer fencing, whether it's 6 feet or if it's 2 fencing, I think that aesthetic look might pose an issue for some and taking up more space. Also, there are, as it's been mentioned, a lot of deer there, and I can only imagine the little vermin that are there too. And not to say that Sun Ranch would have less, but I feel like it would have less because of what we see there currently. But that could just be my own little from what I've seen. But Sun Ranch, I see if possible to do there, that 100-foot setback, and you guys can make it work. I see that as a really great space for your community garden, because then it's your space. Yeah. Whereas Cliff Clemens, you would be sharing it with a lot of people, mm-hmm. and not just users of the park, but the neighbors. And I feel if you guys had it at Sun Ranch, I think you guys would feel like it's more your community garden, and it's more kind of that community-esque space for your garden, basically. But your own little private
garden
area
in the sense. Nude.
So. What's that?
Could we garden in the nude then?
There you go. Depends what kind of fencing you're going to set up, I guess, right? Nude Saturdays. and I think that, you know, the fencing there, if you were to do fencing, it wouldn't be as much of an aesthetic issue or pose any looks, concerns from anyone. And I think the layout that you've provided, which I think you did a really great job in those drawings, by the way, I think it looks really nice. And my vote would be for Sun Ranch.
Doug, Emily, any other feedback?
Yeah, I had, I took my grandkids over to Cliff Clemens shortly after I saw the minutes that Scott sent, and because I was thinking Sun Ranch was the, you know, that was on the table as the primary place. And it was last Friday, I think it was about 10 in the morning, and that whole parking area all the way along there was filled with cars. And I didn't see any room for, you know, additional parking for the garden. I agree with Molly. I thought the Sun Ranch location was really be identifiable as this is our community garden. It's visible from the roads, but it's not really impacting anybody there except for the neighbors. I mean, that would be a big hurdle to make sure that the neighbors on the other side agree with that. But that would get my vote at this point.
Excuse me, but on that parking, I went over there one day when we had 2 feet of snow, and there were cars parked all along that south side, and that must have been people who had two cars and a one-car garage or something like that. But yeah, I think. But there's also the other parking lot on the east. Was that full as well?
The parking lot on the east seems like there's a lot of people coming in and out, getting the mail mm-hmm. there, and then there was 3 or 4 cars. And
gotcha.
And it did seem like more of a long-term parking. Yeah. With all those mailboxes in there, people are constantly making a loop to get the mail.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of parking in that parking area for as much space as that parking lot is.
More than three, which is the other one, though. Sun Ranch only has 3 parking spaces.
Right, but if it's not
a problem with Sun Ranch.
I think you might be saying that's underutilized.
Yeah.
I think it could be restructured.
3 empty spots, Eli.
Emily, you had a
Yeah, no, that's fine. I really would also like to thank you for the very well thought out plans that Thanks. You shared in the multiple iterations of them. I really like the idea of Cliff Clemens from the standpoint of the infrastructure that is there, particularly bathrooms. One thing that really resonated with me in our last discussion around this was placing a porta potty on the Sun Ranch property and how that might impact the neighbors. But I do think that, you know, I'm thinking about, and Cliff Clemens, to Asa's point, you know, there's going to be soccer balls and footballs that come onto your little plants as they're trying to grow,
yeah.
and kids that are going to go into the fence and retrieve them, you
and
know,
pick so, the fruit and whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So I think,
yeah,
it's potentially going to be, you know, problematic actually for your mission to have traffic in there, which is just going to happen because it's a park. So I think in the Sun Ranch location, if some of the, you know, concerns about the well and, you know, the porta potty, because I live in a place where there, up until recently, there's been a lot of construction, and porta potties are just on the street, and it's not awesome. Okay. It's not. So if those concerns can be mitigated, I think that Sun Ranch is probably a more appealing spot, even for your mission.
I could address the porta potty, an idea that Forest Service does with their porta potties on some of their sites is they'll create a blind. A wooden blind, and that might be a nice.
We have that on the drawing too. Yeah, we expect to enclose it. Yeah, in a Western style enclosure.
Yeah, naturally.
But I just wanted to say something about the fact that there's going to be kids, balls, people wandering in and out, and there's a downside to that, and there's a pretty big upside, I think, for building community, educating people, getting them enthusiastic about what can grow here and maybe joining us and being part of that movement.
I love that idea. You also have to consider that other groups also asked for Cliff Clemens, like the dog park. They came and they like, hey, why can't we have a dog park in Cliff Clemens Park? You're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me is like, well, why do you get preferential treatment over the dog park people, right? So that we have to consider that. I'm just saying.
I know.
I love the idea. I think it's a great spot. And currently, we all know that Cliff Clemens is underutilized. We've all used it, but it's definitely not the most used park in the world, right? So I think it's great. If we came back to you as a group, or if we decided as a committee to a board is to recommend Sun Ranch. What would your members think of that?
We're going to get to building it as soon as possible.
That's good. Gary?
Janie, would you mind explaining again what you said about Jennifer in your discussion at the community property? I'm not sure I followed what you had stated there.
Well, you all know that there's that big open green space, and now it's not available to be used because of school hours and things like that. So when the school is not operating there, there's all that space. And there's about 8 acres, apparently. And in the rounds of concept drawings, there's been different shapes of things proposed and where the pickleball would be and where the playground would be. But she thought, as this sorts out, the amount of space seems to be for other uses other than open play area would take about half of that property. And then it's a matter of space planning.
I guess to Ace's point about building community, it just seemed like, you know, the something that should be on the table if we're talking about pickleball courts. And I mean, it just seemed like the garden activity fits into the same category in my mind, right? And, you know, in building community. So, I mean, it's a second to Sun Ranch. I still think Sun Ranch would be a very good spot as well, but I was just thinking if that could be on the table as well.
Maybe. Thanks. Yeah. I mean, we feel that way too, because it is about fostering community. That's one of our highest goals.
I admit I did not count. I did not count all the plots that you were proposing for Cliff Clemens. Was it the same amount as a pollinator space?
My first drawing had more plots, but I thought, let's get that size of square footage down to under 12,000 feet. And it's approximately the same number of plots that we have now, which is about 50.
In less square footage than the Cliff Clemens.
Right. Yes.
Like 1,000 less square feet?
Okay.
What's the difference in square feet between your Cliff Clemens plan and your Sun Ranch?
Well, Sun Ranch is hard to calculate with all right. those curves and stuff. I think it's a squeeze play on Sun Ranch to get that many plots. And many of the plots that I drew on there are not as big as the ones that fit nicely over Cliff Clemens. So,
and how long is your wait list?
Well, typically after we get the signups in the spring, we have about five or six people, and they see us growing things, and they go, wait, I want in. And so that comes in around June or something like that. And some people, it works out fairly nicely for us, because some people aren't really active in gardening, so they drop away and the new people come in. But we expect that more people are going to want to garden with us as time goes on, and it's going to be a beautiful new facility, and we're going to take care of everybody well. So I think the interest in Sisters is just going to grow about that. And we've already talked about pocket parks and things, which is probably a next step after we get this thing accomplished, is to create some other smaller parks and neighborhoods. I mean, gardens and neighborhoods. That's down the road.
Just one comment on looking at the drawings. I would like to have seen a proposal that ran linear down the length of the back fence rather than taking a quarter of an acre chunk out of the middle of the park. I think that's a concern, because the park's about 3 acres.
2.3.
Yeah, 2.3 acres. And so 12,000 square feet is roughly a quarter of an acre.
Are you talking about the west side then?
Yeah, along the back fence line. Yeah, the west side. And there you have a street with houses on the other side of the street, and none of them they're all side views to the garden, so you don't have the issue of people thinking they're losing a view or something along that line.
That
maintains the largest amount of open green space of any of the proposals.
Yeah, and a big open
just
space.
So you're aware, that's something I will be looking at when it comes to council, when we talk about it in meetings, as I have to weigh the value of this against the value of green space and against what other types of development may be happening in that region that may or may not bring people to the area. Mm-hmm. And what would that impact be on Cliff Clemens versus the importance of having a place to grow food, when especially for our friends that live in lower income housing and things like that. So just kind of think about maybe proposal number 8 as well. Something that's
can do it. Yeah.
So just something there. So
Thanks. That's a good idea.
Okay. I just wanted to draw your attention to Janie's schema number five. She's got a number five shows pretty much that concept. Is that right, Janie?
Well,
on the other side.
He was talking about across.
He wants to do the whole length. I was thinking.
The apartments.
Yeah.
No, running it down the length of that street.
Length
of the west street. End.
With a little bump out.
Yeah, the west end. Yeah.
So you'd run the whole length of that.
Maybe the whole, this one.
Making it square.
Yeah, make the whole length of the backside. I just was. I might east-west is challenge. That's good. Okay, so yeah, well, any of the designs you can say, you can take and put them where you'd like them, because Janie did this as a result of the questions from the boards last time. Could we move it in a different space? So we just picked a few places, and I just wanted to back you up on that.
Yeah, the park dimension from north to south is about 200 feet. So we could, if we did a 40 by 200.
You could do rectangular, not square, I think Gary's getting at, right?
Whatever shape you want, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Okay.
I just think when it comes before council, when we're talking about it in work sessions and our council, that's a question I'm going to have, and I think other people will have too, and I think it's a valid question because even though the amount of square footage left in the park, the screen space will be the same. The question becomes down, is it programmable? Is it usable? If there's a big piece taken out of it, whether it's on the right side, the left side, the middle, and forget anything that's even further down where there's blank on both sides, because then you have sight views for parents, and that is not a good idea.
Yeah.
So just as you think about it, and I also would encourage to continue to look at Sun Ranch. I mean, that I'm hearing that you're ready to go either way.
Right.
But I'm trying to be careful here. I can't speak for the other councils. I have no idea. But I think that would be my first question is, how do we preserve the maximum amount of green space if we're going to do this? Because it may make sense.
Well, and then that would be helpful for us to, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're preparing to have a question and answer flyer go out. And we need a question there. You know, so that people can give input.
Do you have a comment?
Well, I mean, to me, Sun Ranch right now, it's 100% addition to Sisters and going to Cliff Clemens. I feel like we're taking something away, even if it is underutilized. Also, I just wanted to remind everyone that lot across the street from Cliff Clemens is owned by a developer. So that space is, you know, if it's underutilized now, it might not be in the future.
Do we as a board have a consensus one way or the other, or do we want to recommend anything to the council saying, hey, Sun Ranch will be our first choice, or is there...
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, I honestly felt very torn between the two concepts. I really appreciate the thoughtfulness when reviewing that the Community Gardens Club has put into these, new proposals or schemes. And I do like the new Sun Ranch concept and design. I still think that there is a lot of capital. There's a lot of improvements that would need to be done by the city. I think it'd be workable, but I don't think it's necessarily as ideal as maybe my other counterparts feel. I would like to see something similar to what Gary recommended, like a concept along that west end of Cliff Clemens, not breaking up that park or that open space. Granted, I don't, unlike a lot of people who have spoken, I don't have kids that go play in the park, but also then we do have a lot of open space in the forest. Like I always hear from dog people. Well, you know.
So, it sounds like we don't really have a consensus, which is okay. I just wanted to make sure that was we're not passing on to council. Hey, we all think this.
Mm-mm.
It sounds like we have a very, varying different
Yeah. I mean, I like the fact that there is infrastructure in place at Cliff Clemens. I do really think it would be valuable to have the community see the garden, have it, that feels to me more like a public use of public space. Like I was kind of really getting at in our last meeting compared to, yes, this is public land. It's generally open to the public, but it's kind of the community garden space that I feel Sun Ranch would kind of be, not because of your club, but just kind of.
Just the siting of it.
Just the siting of it.
I think that part of it though is what's neat, is like they could have their own, like this really cool entrance, you know, you could work with the high school, like, you know, like the, one of the classes there and the teachers do like really cool art around that. And that can be like your space for that community garden. Whereas with, if you do it at like Cliff Clemens in the park, you may not necessarily have some of those opportunities to really adapt and make it your own community garden space.
I think one thing when you speak that way, I was thinking vibrancy is the word you might be referring to. And Cliff Clemens doesn't feel vibrant. It feels like, is that the only park we have to use? It's because it has not been really, I don't think the attention we're giving this thought right now, I think that hasn't been approached, you know, in depth. And it's important. And I think that vibrancy is something we can bring to that space. Plants are colorful and so are the gardeners. And so I think, you know, that's something, a different way of looking at it.
Have you been to Gabriel Park in Portland?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the community garden there?
Mm-hmm.
You have?
Yeah.
And it's such a neat little space. I feel, at least last time I was there, which has been probably a decade or so, but I feel like they made it their own little space and it's kind of tucked in away in the park. Yeah. And it's green space has its own, right? But granted, it's Portland, right? So there's
giant
lots of trees.
Giant park.
It is a huge park. Yeah. But it's really, really neat how it's kind of tucked away and it's their own vibrancy in the park. And
yeah.
And but it's away from the green space and everything else. But anyways, I was thinking of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's it. I mean,
Gary's got it.
I was just asked, you know, is what we need for our work session. And the thoughts come to my mind that surveying the neighbors at Clemens is going to be a lot of work for this group. Mm-hmm. We know it is.
Mm-hmm.
So if this organization is not likely, if you are not likely to recommend to the city council Clemens, I would not want to have you go to the exercise and the difficulty and the expense and the time of canvassing those neighbors. Yes. No, well, I'm going to finish. You can sit right back down. I'm not down yet. I'll let you know when. And so of canvassing those neighbors. And I can tell you that I don't know where council is on this, but Clemens has kind of been a piece of green space that we get visceral reactions both ways. I will tell you that it's not used enough and it's used all the time and it needs more shade, which tells me it's used all the time. But, you know, so those are all things that are there. So I just think if this committee, if you want to take a straw poll or something, that's fine. But before we ask these folks to do more work in order for a May 20 something work session, it might be, I don't know if it would be helpful to them or not to know what we're thinking. Now you can go ahead.
Thank you. I think that we all might be surprised what the neighbors say. And until we gather those facts, it's an unknown.
That's fair.
Exactly.
Well, let's take a quick straw poll. That's a great idea. Just raise your hand if you think Cliff Clemens would be a good spot for this park.
Loud and proud.
Okay. Yeah, I think three. I think I'll go with that too. And how about Sun Ranch? Four. Okay. So, boy, that's pretty split.
Okay, it's pretty split.
Yeah.
And like I said, I was just trying to save you folks some expense. And I've canvassed. But anyway, I think I we've had a discussion about some ways to do. And I think you also need to have a discussion with the Sun Ranch neighbors, in particular, those who might have their view of the Three Sisters blocked by a greenhouse.
I don't think the way we've drawn that,
I don't know. Yeah. Just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be aware of it.
Yeah. I know. It's a building.
Fine.
Yeah.
Versus.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you so much for all your time you put into this. Sure. The drawings were great. I think you'll take the feedback to also a couple of those other ones where you do a rectangular one and submit that will definitely help.
Yeah, for sure.
Council with their final decision on this.
Well, we look forward to that, and we still have more work to do. And one of the things that I think might be helpful for people to think about is, what is all this going to cost and who's paying? And so I'm working on a rough budget, like first identifying all the tasks and then looking at, is this something we can ask a grant for? Is this something we can get in-kind donations? And what is coming out of our pockets or yours? And so I think you might want a budget, and that might be helpful in the city council discussion, because we're of the sense that, okay, this is all on us, and there's not much that the city has to do. Both the sites have a similar approach on that, and just because there is a restroom and there's water and electrical service to Cliff Clemens, just hearing Paul just say that's easy and that's easy. Last time we were together, I don't think it's so different at Sun Ranch. I think it's going to be something that I don't want to say out loud, because it is a worry that I have, and that is, if there's no parking on the site and there's no access on Heising Road, everybody's going to be parking on Sun Ranch, and it's typically one or two cars, you know, during the high season of gardening. But if we have a work party or something like that, then there's going to be 12 cars. So they would be parking on the street, and just not having access to a little bit more flexible parking situation might be a concern. And Nancy's been researching, getting ready for our surveys to the neighbors, and she uncovered a question about the road, the Heising Drive. And you want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure.
Do you still have time?
Be respective of the rest of our agenda.
Yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left.
And yeah, we've got another item on.
So I'll be extremely brief.
Thank you.
I happen to know the people who own the property to the west of Sun Ranch Drive, and they recently replatted their property into four lots, and three of the lots have Heising Drive within their property boundary. So that's a very interesting piece of news. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming and sharing. Really appreciate it.
Interesting.
Chris?
So Chris, it might be on the screen up behind us. Chris Knight from the Upper Deschutes Watershed Council wanted to chime in and provide an update on their efforts out there and the dedication of the memorial bench out there. So I'll turn it over to Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. I think I can be pretty quick here. Wanted to give you an update on a couple items. First are the interpretive signs at Creekside Park, and then second is the memorial that Scott mentioned. And I kind of have a question mixed in here about the interpretive signs to find out the best way to get your review. But we'll start off. I think I came and spoke with you all maybe last fall, and you reviewed two interpretive signs for Creekside Park that talk about the creek and talk about the history of White Shoes Creek and the park and the collaboration with City of Sisters and the Watershed Council. One of those signs talked about the name White Shoes Creek and the indigenous history of that name, and just the idea of the tribes being kind of the first stewards of that creek in that space. And so this committee asked me to go back and have tribal review for that sign, since it did have some components that were mentioning the tribe. So I was able to go back and get that review from the tribes. I worked with the Culture and Heritage Committee at Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, and it was worthwhile, because there was one word that wasn't accurate in there. And so we've got that changed, and just wanted to share that those two signs are now under production now that we have that tribal review, and you know, should be shipped to us any week here. And then Paul Bertagna has said the city can get those installed at the park. So, so that's good news. And that's moving forward about the two interpretive signs. The second piece of that is there's a third interpretive sign that will go near this memorial that I'll talk about next here in a minute, but it's all about partnerships and collaboration around Whitechoose Creek. And so half the sign is really about what we did there at Creekside Park in terms of restoration with the city, the components of that work, how we collaborated. But then the second half of that is really about partnerships and collaboration across the last 20 years for all the different organizations that have helped bring Whitechoose Creek back to life. So I had hoped today to have a draft of that sign for this committee to review, and it just didn't quite get done. The graphic designer couldn't get me the next draft before today. And so, you know, I was going to ask, you know, I think you have bi-monthly meetings. I wondered if there's an opportunity for me to email that draft to Scott when it's ready, you know, likely later this week or early next week. And is there an opportunity for this committee to review that third sign and provide any feedback or give their thumbs up so we could go ahead and get that under production? Or are we going to have to wait until you meet 2 months from now? And I recognize that's partly just me not getting it to you by today, before today.
Is that something we can review online, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, typically we like to have decisions made in the context of a meeting. You know, I think if the timing is such that, you know, we need to get it done earlier, then we can look at doing that over. I mean, I think it's just kind of more of a blessing of the concept, not a big vote kind of thing, you know, right, that should be held in a public meeting. So I told Chris that I would think about it and kind of, we could work on getting that done. I remember last time, I think it's just you guys said some minor suggestions about things I think we could handle via email. But we get the whole public meeting.
Laws. Yeah. Yes, I understand. Sorry, it's vague, Chris.
Okay, well, I'll circle back with Scott about that and just see how we might be able to move forward or not. The third update I wanted to provide is just related to this memorial at Creekside Park for Andrew Dutter. And I came and talked with you as a committee about this, and then your committee recommended this to go before city council. And so I presented this to city council, and that led to an agreement between the Dutter family and that memorial and the City of Sisters. And so I worked with Scott and others and the city's attorney to put that agreement in place, and that's in place and basically outlines the roles and responsibilities of all parties related to that. And so the memorial is very much in progress now. If you recall, it is the memorial consists of a boulder with a plaque that will go near the creek, near the trail, near one of the new access points there at the park. So a boulder and plaque, those are being installed this month here in April. And then there's a bench that's a part of the memorial. And if you recall the details on that tree that we're carving the bench out of just has a connection to Sisters and to some of the restoration work. Part of the tree is part of restoration work on Whitechoose Creek, and the other part of this tree is going to be this bench. And local artist Skip Armstrong has carved this bench now. It's completed. I don't have a picture I can pull up, but it's just incredible. It's fish and otters and rivers, and it's just, I think, going to be a great amenity for the park. And one cool connection there is we've started to see otters showing up in Whitechoose Creek right at Creekside Park. And so there's, we had done some investigation to understand where on Whitechoose Creek are river otters. Are there river otters in Whitechoose Creek? We didn't know because Skip had this idea of incorporating river otters into this bench. And since then, this year, there's been some sightings of river otters in town in Creekside Park. So that it's pretty cool that there's that connection. But plans are in the works to have that bench placed at the park later this spring before a July 20th dedication for this memorial. Right now we're working to get some brackets installed on the bottom of the bench. So the bench will sit up off the ground. The plan that I've discussed with Paul is to put some pavers down that the bench will rest on near one of these stone step access points down to the creek. But I think it's going to be a really nice amenity for the park and something that's going to be an attraction, you know, whether it's people at the campground there next to the park or just visitors to the park, they're going to come look at that bench and take their picture on it, I think, things like that. So I think that's what I have to share related to that. And just leading, we're going to get this bench installed leading up to that dedication on Saturday, July 20th. And I think I had asked Scott to send out an invitation to you all and city council. Anyone's welcome to join. And the family is, you know, proud of this memorial and glad they got to that. Glad they were able to work with the city to make this happen. So that's that update I have regarding this. Happy to answer any questions.
Thanks for your hard work. I'm happy to hear about the otters. That's some great news.
The otter paper.
Yeah. Any other questions for Chris or comments? Excellent. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it. And I'll loop back with Scott regarding that third interpretive sign. Thanks very much.
All right. We're down to open discussion. Is there any other or SPRD? I don't think we have Jen here, so we'll skip that. Okay. We have any open discussion? Anything any members want to bring up? No? All right.
I'm Mimi Schaefer. I work with the site committee. Hearing him talk about how beautiful the art is and how everybody would appreciate it and how thankful they are to make a memorial that's beautiful and be surprising to sisters and have people sit down and have their picture taken. I can't tell you how many times people come out to the garden and have their picture taken. And I do appreciate your comment about a nice private space, but we never think about the garden as a nice private space, as a cozy private space. We sit out there. It's a place where people come, people drive by, they come in, they say, oh gosh, yeah, here's the garden. This is a community garden. And I'd like you to consider when you're thinking about us in the future that we can make the garden at Clemens and the gardens at Sun Ranch a more beautiful place, and maybe as an option for people to think about what's possible in a park. We think about all the things that are done at Seed to Table. We do those things. We have fundraisers. We have kids come out. We do workshops, and all those things are an education, especially if you're talking about a community of people, perhaps at Clemens, that are underserved. And I'd like you to expand your thoughts about what could be a real asset to the city, because as art is so heart and soul of sisters, we love all our art. And it expands all of our consciousness. It makes our country, our sister's country, a more pleasant place to be. And we think the same thing could happen to the garden. And to that, we made out 10.
I would like to ask you to wrap up your questions, please.
Yes. I'm wrapping up my questions. As you go, this is some pictures of the garden and a copy of the survey that we're going to send out to the neighbors.
Thank you, Mimi. I appreciate it. Okay.
It's from the board, from staff. I have a comment I'd like to bring up. Jackson, do you have anything for Public Works? Okay, I'm seeing a no. Any other comments? I would like to highlight that Arbor Day is happening later this month on Friday, April 26th. It's going to be held at Creekside Park. We have a class of 20 students that will be there helping plant trees. With the help of some Urban Forestry Board members, we've been able to kind of try to bolster this annual event that we hold. So this year, it looks like we'll have over 100 tree seedlings that we'll be planting all over in that riparian area in Creekside Park. So you all are invited. I'll send out a flyer soon with the exact time when that event will be. And I appreciate all your participation in that event last year. That was, I really appreciated your help.
What grade?
As far as I'm aware, it's a range of ages from 4 to 11. So it's, I think it's a local charter private school. I can't remember the name, to be honest.
And am I correct in recalling that there will be some seedlings for some folks to take home?
There will be some. There's not going to be a ton, so... You know, I'm going to say like 25 seedlings available to send home, maybe a little bit more. But yeah, well, we have 100 Ponderosa pine tree seedlings that are being sourced from a nursery in Sun River, and then some other medley of tree species from Woodrick Creek Nursery that we'll be sourcing.
Thank you. We had a lot of fun last year doing that, so it's great to get the kids involved. Okay, if there's no other business, I move to adjourn the meeting. We did it in just over an hour. That was excellent.